Was there two, three? Just, it wasn't just you, Jeanette, was it? That's a great whistle. Shoot, every time you whistle, I was laughing. It brought joy to me. I was like, who is that whistle? Were you whistling as well, Martin? You're a good whistler. It was bringing joy to my heart anyway. I said to Dina, how are we going to get through all these people? And she says, watch. She's amazing. And again, what I love about this is modeling and activating and giving an opportunity to practice. That's it. That's it. If you come to Salt, if you heard me teach the 5-4 ministry in this church or in Salt or Atrium, this is it in action. Modeling, teaching, modeling, giving people opportunity to practice it, and you've seen it in action, and then you take it from here and steward it and do it out wherever you are. Here's Miss Dina.
Well, okay, so tell me one more time. I have short-term memory when it comes to time. How long do we have? What time does it end? Danger.
It doesn't matter now, but you'd be the very one giving out to me tomorrow. I'm only messing. Okay.
What's that old joke? What does it mean when a pastor wears a watch to church? Absolutely nothing. So, well, okay, so to do this, we're all going to move together. We're not, and here's the thing, I say it to myself, is the art of really the prophetic is to encapsulate it into words that just get it across, and it's like a seed. It's like something you just implant in. And there's times you want to expound and go, but tonight we're going to start doing buckshot, prophetic words, and just firing it and really working at honing it to be as precise as we possibly can. So it's like, I almost don't want to use this popcorn. You pop up and you deliver and you sit back down, okay? So we're going to be going after that this evening, because we want to get everybody at least prophesied over. Everyone's already been prophesied over, actually, if they were here this morning and last night. But we're just layering it. And you say, well, it wasn't really revelatory. That no one told me my future. No one told me who my husband's going to be or what I'm supposed to do for a job. No, well, you know what? That probably, I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's not what we're going after. And we need to extend grace to one another, because we're all growing. We're all at different places. And to the degree that you put a demand, and when I say that, it's like you draw, like from a well. You encourage that person. You cheer them on. And you celebrate what they're endeavoring to step out and do. The more it will grow in them, and the more you will receive in revelatory words. So we want to practice that. And it's already been here. I love how you guys celebrate. When somebody else receives a word. So here's what we're going to do. First of all, Emily, you want to be my assistant here. And we're going to do this first. This is the first round. Just bring all those things up, and we're going to lay them up here. Do we not have a handheld to go out, wireless? Okay. Just set those up there, and let's see, what else do we have over here? Anything else? We got that. Spread them out. Okay, so we've got a key. We've got, two different keys. We have, I commissioned Noel to go just gather some things. I didn't stipulate what. I said, just go get me some objects. Because a lot of times, in the Old Testament, as well as in the New, they gave prophetic words around objects. Isaiah did it. Ezekiel did it. All the Old Testament prophets. Then you move fast forward. Paul received a word with a girdle, that was binding him. And there's things all around us. I talk about the windows of God. I talk about objects where I will see things and God just begins to speak to me. In fact, I think I might start doing this. I was walking around Dublin yesterday, and I guess it was yesterday. Everything kind of just is running together. But, as I was just meandering and strolling through Dublin, I started seeing things that God just began to speak to me, through different things. And so I put them up on my Facebook page, and I invited people to come by and look at them and just, make one or two sentences of just a word of what God's speaking to them. If you so would like to do that, you can stop by every now and then, because I'm always putting different things up, but I'm really going to start putting these things up, pictures up, so people can come by and really practice that gift. We're going to start with these, and what I want you to do is just to ask the Holy Spirit what he's saying through these objects. Now, you don't have to do all of them. Just pick one. We have a little, let me model these for you. We have a little statuette, kind of looks like an Oscar, but it's, I don't know what it is. It's a little man. And he's standing at attention, and there you go. It's gold. It's a kind of a gold-silver color, and there's that. Then here's a key, and from according to Noel, this is a duplicate of the key from Mandela's cell. And I lived in South Africa during all that struggle, and I was there to see him released, and it was an amazing time. So there's this key. I love skeleton keys, don't you? I love keys, period. But every one of them just speak to me. And then here's another one. This is a big hunkin' key. I think you said this is to a safe. Yeah. And it's, okay. And it's just, it's beautiful, isn't it? So there's these 1, 2, 3, 4 objects. And then, of course, this picture of Martin Luther. So is the Lord using any of these to just give you a word? And just, it can just be a couple of sentences, what he's speaking through these. It can be over you. It could be just a word in general. It could be a word for this nation. It could be, however he speaks to you. What would that be? Okay, when you get it, stand up, deliver it, and sit back down, and let's keep it moving, and the next person can pop up. Good. This is great. Yes, well, I've got cord. I love your sound guy.
And the Lord has given us the keys to set the captives free. That the picture of Martin Luther King was the time of the African people in America were being kept down. And he was the leader of the movement for the freedom.
For this nation
for,
as well.
For this nation as well. That we are handed the keys. God has given kingdom keys.
Ireland, yeah. That's powerful. And I don't know if you can see up at the top, it says, I have a dream. And of course, it was just his birthday. And so as a nation, you know, February is Black History Month. So we've been very aware of all of this once again. And with that movie that just came out. So very timely.
Very much the same as Pauline's freedom, keys to unlock. And what we unlock in heaven, we can unlock on the earth as well.
Yes. Yes, back here. Oh, this is so much fun. I'm so happy.
I just feel that as I was looking at Martin Luther on the picture, it was about not looking back, but looking forward. Because he says, I've seen the promised land. And it was about going forward into the land and into the promises of God.
Oh, so good. And anybody else? What about this little statue? Is it an Oscar? Okay. Go.
Yeah, I just when I see the key of God in the cell, to me, I feel to speak that it's the key to prayer, which will unlock something inside me, which the key to save is the key to heart. Mm. And when I open that, I get the prize, and the prize is freedom and the love of Christ.
That just made me want to come over here and pick it up and hold it. There's... Yeah, so Father, we release that anointing. In fact, there's the Spirit's on you. So you come up here, and I want you to hold this up and pray over us and release that. I'll hold the mic, and you hold that up, and just let it go.
Well, I want to pray to the Lord to unlock anything that we carry for years around with us. All the doors, all the voices that put us down, all our own inner voices that put us down, hold us down and drag us through life. That the key of the Lord and believing in Jesus Christ will set us free and lead us to a freedom within us. Amen.
Amen. Woo! I was telling somebody the other day because we just, you know. Oh, you got something?
Just think that the statue is representing our representatives like Noel and other pastors all around the country who have steadfast and stood in there, and the Lord is saying, these are your Oscars and you deserve them, and just keep standing in there.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Actually, I don't know who I was telling this to, but I was saying, I've had this dream. I've had a dream for many years about doing a Servants Award, you know, something like that, instead of the Oscars, calling it the Servants Award. And can you imagine, it's a night where everybody dresses up and you've already voted and elected people in the children's ministry in different places. And you have all of the names. And then you, and you know, in America, we have the lights that turn and shoot up into the sky for the Oscars. And I wanted to rent one once and have a red carpet, have everybody come to church, and they get one of these awards. And everybody looks forward to it. So people just really start serving. I mean, they want to serve during the year, you know, and that's how you recruit people, because they want their Oscar at the end of the year. And it's a night where everybody dresses up and then you have a meal afterwards. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. I still want to do that one of these days. I mean, I just think that would be cool. Okay, so next, may I have some assistants to take these off and then bring up three empty chairs. Just set them up here. Actually, up on the platform. Okay, good deal. Now, I'll start it off, and we're going to model some things for you. And once again, like I told you earlier today and last night, my passion is teaching people how to see. You know, and just seeing the windows, seeing what God's saying, how He speaks to us through different pictures, objects, all kinds of things. Nature. One of my favorites. I love the heavens. I love stars. I love all of that. So He speaks through it all. How many of you does the Lord speak to you through, you know, nature, different things like that, like I'm talking about? Of course He does. So what we want to do tonight, and this is where I really am going to shoot for everybody getting something from the Lord in this aspect. So I'm going to call the first set of people. And this gentleman over here in the plaid, you're second from the end. This one right here. Yes, you. You come on up and sit down. And then as you come up, you pick somebody. Okay. And as you come up, you pick somebody. There you go. Now, what I do, I collect pictures. I love collecting different pictures that speak to me, you know. And the thing that is so fascinating about what we're getting ready to do is I'm going to hold a picture up over them. Everybody's going to look at it. You're going to ask the Lord to speak to you what that picture means for that person that I hold it up over. And we'll start with one, and you'll start seeing things. You know, things will start coming to you. And once again, maybe Emily, maybe you can run the microphone out to people. We're going to shoot it. It's going to be precise. We're not going to go on and on. We're just going to deliver words to these people. And then I'm going to move down, and you're going to see something happen. The same picture that I put over one person, that same picture can be put over somebody else and completely shift. And you will hear a completely different word. It is absolutely so much fun. So are you ready? Let's see here. Which one do we want to go with? Ooh, I'm thinking this one. And I'm going to make sure I have it the right side up. Can everybody see it? You want me to describe it to you? It's a thick cluster of grapes. I think it's from Napa, actually. Those look like Napa grapes to me. And when I put it over somebody like this, you know what's really fun, what I love doing? I have a friend, Lynn Lineski, and she is a professional artist. And we do this with her artwork as she's painting. We have people come and sit in front of her. It's big canvases. And she'll be painting. And as she's painting, people start getting words around that painting. But this is the next best thing, these little pictures. So everybody can see it. Do we need the lights or are we good? I think we need some a little bit more light if we have it. Anyway, so Adele, so I'm putting this over her. So who wants to go first?
I just really feel the Lord is saying that He's going to continue pruning you to produce an abundance of fruit that you don't even know about yet.
I just feel He's saying that He's bringing you into a new season, a new beginning, a freshness, in your walk.
Yeah, I just seen all wine flowing and new season, new wine, no wine skin.
I'm holding it over her. It's taken on a certain look and feel, and people have given words. Some of you, raise your hand if everyone who got a word for Adele over this, but we're just not speaking them all out. Of course, yes. And so now watch this. Okay, so I'm going to bring it over on Sean. Now look at it for a few moments and then see what it begins to say to you over Sean.
There is an abundance of fruit in your life, but there is some that don't need to be there. They're small, shriveled, or brown, and then the Lord's going to take them and leave you with the good stuff.
We're going to get it. I saw you as going through a season where, you know, as we all do, where there's been a crushing of the grapes in order to bring forth a new wine and just a new flavor. And you're in a season of new flavor and new wine. And God has really massaged your wineskin. He's been preparing you for this, and because he's expanding you into a new thing. See, and I heard what everybody said over Adele, but for me, when I shifted to him, I begin to hear something different. How many see something different than what you saw over Adele? Raise your hand. Isn't that interesting? One more.
I could cry when I see that, because I know the work that Sean does. That big bunch of grapes there. I can see him drawing more and more people, homeless people, into the kingdom. More than what he's been doing these past few years. And I just, there's so many around there, Oprah said. I could cry.
And what I sense people are seeing for you is that speaks of abundance. That speaks of, you know, produce and plenty and abundance. So, I've heard something completely different. Same picture. Now your name is?
Gordon.
Gordon? Okay. And you don't feel like you have to give me a courtesy yes. I mean, if it does it to you, that's okay too. But for a lot of people, you will see it differently. And I'm fascinated with that. So what are you seeing over Gordon for this?
I see the Lord is shining his sun on you to produce even more fruit. And his sun as being Jesus. Or, you know, the sun's in the book.
Anybody else?
I just see seeds being planted in your life, Gordon, and that God, the seeds that have been planted, they are going to grow into fruition, is the word, and that God is raising you up to be a fruitful man. And just the plans for you are incredible in God and in his time, that the seeds that have been planted are being watered, but in his time they will grow into delicious fruit.
Matures in life, in his walk, that this wine is this strength in him that Christ has given us with strength.
And that might be something that God is grooming you as a vine dresser, and you will tend to God's vineyard. You will tend to God's fruit and that over people and over lives. And that even what you are walking through right now, it's really a training ground for what you are going to do. So anybody else have that? Did somebody else get that? Yes.
It's not the same for garden, a different word, but that God is going to give you a vineyard to cultivate, to work the ground, to till you see the fruit. And secondly, then I got Paul says to Timothy to drink a little wine because it's good for his stomach, meaning that there's healing proprieties in wine for your stomach, according to Paul. But I just got out of that the Lord is saying that he's going to use you in healing. He's going to use you, and not even just physical, but inner stuff. Paul said it's for your stomach, Timothy, take it. And those stuff, and that God is going to have you cultivate a ministry where people get healed from inside stuff.
Before you sit down. Now, this is what I take weeks to train people, but I'm going to give you some crash course quickly. If you see something, and you see something that, when I say negative, I don't mean sin or horrible, but that it would come across maybe as, sorry, a negative downside. Instead of calling that out, ask the Lord why he's showing it to you and how you need to shift that and say it. Like, for instance, if you saw bad grapes, I mean, it's a beautiful picture, but for some reason you saw bad, why are you seeing that? And do you call that out? No, actually you say, Lord, what are you showing me? And there's a way, and this is the joy of the journey, is discovering how to articulate it to bring across the heart of the Father, to give dignity to the person receiving, to cover them for what God is doing behind the scenes. And listen, that doesn't mean it's all fluff and it's all good. And there are times God encourages us by saying, I know you've been through a hard time, but there's always promise involved. And every prophetic word should have hope woven into it. And it should have it at the heart of it. So in as we're doing different ones, just, be sure that it's not something you call out if it's negative. Ask God, what's the promise behind and or in front of the negative thing that you might be seeing? Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. You may sit down. As you sit down, I want you to pick somebody else to take your place, okay? And maybe not necessarily somebody you know, but just ask the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to get Adele, you stay here with me. And we're going to, thank you, sweetie. We're going to put a bunch of these over here. And I'm going to get you guys to just pick them as well. It's not just me. I'm going to get you to pick some and just be led of the Spirit, which one you want to hold up over somebody. Yay. I'm not necessarily going to keep doing the same one over everybody, but I wanted you to see how that works because it really does, it shifts. We see things, but we can see the same thing, but it shifts depending on what the Lord is wanting to say. Where's our third one? Yeah, where's the second one? One more. There you go. Okay. So, are you ready? Is this fun? Are you having fun? Okay, so if we move quickly, we're going to do a few up here, and then I'm going to break you up into groups and teams. And we're going to fast track it, and you're going to start ministering to one another. So let's start at this end. I'm going to do this one. Okay. All right. So
we have three doors, different colors, different shapes. I'm all about doors. I love keys. I love all of that. God speaks to me so much through doors. So what are you seeing over keys with the three doors? What is God saying?
Okay. Sorry if this is too obvious, but like upgrade your territory. Think bigger. Don't think small. Go for it.
What would I say to that remark of, I guess it's probably obvious, prophetic is stating the obvious only under an anointing. So a lot of times people don't say because they think, well, doesn't everybody see this? It's so obvious. It really doesn't. It's not going to mean that much. But it might be that one word in that one moment. So don't ever apologize for it just seeming that like that. Okay, come on. Let's do some others. Let's keep it moving.
The ability to discern which door to go through. So.
Yeah, I just seen what came to me straight away is the middle door, and what you're seeing, like a hedge being made, you know, and it's the direction of God, the direction of God for your life, and so I just release that all of you, in Jesus' name.
So there's new revelation that I really believe God's opening up a door of revelation and being able to step through that and have a revelatory understanding of what he's doing, where he's taking you, what that door is for. Then the red door, of course, always speaks of redemption to me, and that he's redeeming all things and bringing redemption not only to people, but also to our lives at every level. And the wooden doors, it really stood out to me in the aspect of being strength, oak, strong. And that there are doors that are opening up to you to really cause a strengthening and bring a release in that area. So we have three doors. Anybody else before we
I'm not entirely sure about the rest of it, but the red door represents the blood of Jesus. Redemption. Yeah.
Father, I pray for Keith, Lord God. I thank you that you have... and you are presenting doors to this man.
Yes.
And that, Lord God, even as your word declares, you are going to open doors no man can close, and close doors no man can open. And that I was just reading in Pilgrim's Progress, because I've been studying that, you know, me and that word wicket. I love the word wicket, which is a door within a door and a gate within a gate. And Christian finds a wicket, and goodness is on the other side of it. Ushering him through this gate. And I really believe that that's standing out in my heart. I just looked at it like 2 days ago, that there's a door within a door that you're going to go through. And of course, the big door is Jesus, and the little door is opportunity and direction and destiny. And that on the other side of that is goodness that's going to help direct you through. Thank you, Father. We just seal that word tonight in Jesus' name. Now, Adele, you put something over one of them. Okay. Oh, I love this one. You want to do that? Okay, thanks. Hold it up a little higher so people can make sure they can see it. Oh, sorry. It's a little bird, it's a little finch, a little sparrow eating out of this huge hand. You know, it's got seed in the palm of the hand, and this little sparrow is sitting there and eating.
The minute Adele lifted up the picture, I was in the hand and the board represents you, and the Lord wants you to know that you're in the palm of his hand, and you can never be snatched from it. You can never be snatched from the palm of his hand, and that's a promise to you, Paula, and I release that in Jesus' name.
Awesome. Amen. Awesome. Okay, this is good. I'm going to start doing the Dina thing, and I'm going to start drawing people out that I know have something in them, because us prophetic people, we can always move and flow, but I really want to draw some others in tonight into declaring some things, okay? So let's do this.
Okay, this is urgent. I don't know why, but it's the breath of Jesus. The breath of Jesus, the breath of Jesus, the breath of Jesus is feeding you.
Okay. Anybody back here in this area? I saw somebody raise their hands back here. Who was it? Somebody did. Okay, I don't know that I can get around there, but could you come over here so we can get it on tape further? Thank you, sweetie.
It's just the Lord letting you know that all your needs are met in him. Everything. He has it all. You're safe in his hands.
And Paul, I was just reminded that, you know, the Lord said to Moses, what you have in your hand that he will use. And you have a lot in your hand. And the board represents the word of God that he's put into you that you can deliver to the people.
I love it. I love it. And I'm seeing such a gentleness too. It's that bird trust. There's a trust, and I think you're in a season of a new level of trusting and learning how to trust, and that's a good place to be. Okay, here we go.
I feel like he's saying that, you know, this is God feeding the boards, and how great are you than the board So that if you can feed the birds, you are much more worthy than the birds. You're much more valuable than the birds.
I love that. Yes, amen.
Like little birds like that are very, very timid and very shy to, you know, to approach. You know, I've never seen a bird eating off someone's hand like that. And what I feel the Lord saying is that He's given you a kindness and a compassion that will draw timid people, people who are shy away from, you know, perhaps contact, that they'll be attracted to you, and that they'll come to you and they'll seek you.
Oh, I like that. Okay, let's shift. Pick another one, Emily, for the gentleman in the middle. One of my favorites. That is a door knocker. It's a, you know, on a door, that's what you knock. And it's a lion.
And strength in leadership, determination, a little bit of cockiness in a nice way. I don't know what the word, but it's just okay. It's confidence in a nice way, and it's strength, and something about open doors. But it's obvious, and there's something else I can't get. I'll let you know.
I love it. I love it. Tell me your name. Tell me your name again. What's your name? Millie. Millie, would you go up and take the third position behind and help choose pictures? That would be helpful. We can keep it moving. And yeah, how about over here? Let's lead some people out in the deeper waters. Who wants to take a sin at doing this one over him? Oh, come on. Release it over somebody else. Come on, you guys. Okay, here we go. No, I'm not shutting you down, so don't anybody get offended. I'm really trying to draw some other people out tonight. Could you, let me see here. Can I do this?
Yeah, the minute I looked at it straight away, I can't be spared, was that the Lord was saying that there's a lion inside you, and he wants you to allow him in there to release that in you. So I release that of you in Jesus Christ's name.
Yes. Who else? Sorry. Okay.
Gary, as soon as I seen the picture, I seen the Lord's face, and then I just felt that you're a role model to the people that you're doing life with. So stand up, stand tall, and you're a mirror image of Jesus. Amen.
That's good. And now, I just feel like the man, you've got something as a man for a man.
So cool. I just seen, just felt like as it's a knocker, that when you're knocking and you're calling, that the Lord is hearing.
Excellent. And then you can flip that, and that the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is standing at your door and knocking to come into deeper intimacy and fellowship with you than you've ever known. Let's put that over Keith for a minute. Let's just see what happens. The lion's face took on a different image to me. Did you see it shift? Was it just me? He became more intense. Now, that's the way I would describe it. How would you describe it? Yes, is that, this stuff always amazes me. I never get bored with this. That is amazing. It just took on a different image. And I go figure, I don't know what it means, except for the fact that God, by the Holy Spirit, causes us to be able to see things the way he wants us to see them. So who wants to take a stab at it?
Okay. I just felt that there was a fierceness in, like a lion, to really fight the enemy. There's like a real aggression in you from the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Who else? Anybody?
Just, I believe that the Lord wants you to go out and just claim new territory for him. Just really go out under his strength. It's his strength that's in you.
And as I stand back here, it's almost taking on, the face is almost taking on a human form. And you see that? That is so amazing. This is too much fun. Okay, next, let's get to the next one. I want to see what happens. Okay, you guys pick somebody as you sit down. Get some new pictures ready. We're going to do one more, then we're splitting it up, and we're going to release you guys on each other. And we want to move quickly because I'm already noticing the time is winding down. One more. Yes, excellent. Nice voice. Okay, are we ready? Who wants to go first? Okay, let's do the middle one. Oh, Victoria Falls. Actually, that's one of my pictures. And it's Victoria Falls, and it was one of those amazing moments because there's rainbows everywhere. Rainbows everywhere. And this, the roar of the waterfall, I wish you could hear it, is just blasting. It's this roar that's authority and power, and then the beauty of just the falls. So there you go. Let me move out of your way.
I just see for Neve, God has refreshed you. He has your, it's like a purity I see over your life, and that God has given you promises, and the promises will not be broken. And that's what I see.
Do you see? And there's actually some that you can't see that are kind of faint behind. But it looks like that rainbow is just shooting right down to the top of her head, doesn't it? It looks like it's just positioned right over the top of her head.
I feel that the Holy Spirit flows in you so much that you bring the light of God into people's lives through that.
That's so good. I want to ask something. Do you find this easy? I mean, as you're seeing pictures and just things coming up in your spirit, you're going like, I didn't know I could do that. I just didn't know I could do that. And it just kind of, it brings a flow, doesn't it? It's so much fun to see and to hear how God is wanting you to see. Okay, who's, one more.
When I look at the picture, I think of the river in heaven and the rainbow around the throne. Yes. And I feel that the Lord is saying it's going to bring on heavenly visitations.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm very focused on the gorge. You know, it goes way down, and there's this river running through there. And it's the end of one river and the beginning of another, and two countries come together. And I just feel like you're in a season of transitioning, and that he's taking you deep into the things of him, where you can be watered and where you can find a soaking of God and a crossing over, you know, from one thing that is coming to a close to the next thing that God's getting ready to do. Does that fit? Okay, there you go. Okay, so now let's do Miss Emma, one of my favorite people on the earth. She brings more joy to me than you can even imagine. Okay, are we ready? Who wants to go first? This is the peacock.
You are a colorful girl, and God is going to just give you almost like skills. And that you're just going to burst and spread them everywhere. You bring Skittles everywhere you go. Color, life.
Okay, so I'm doing a treasure hunt. I'm mining for some new voices. Where are you? What are you seeing? And that's not a fit. Because we all get we can do it so easily. Okay, back here. Oh, I'm going to need you to kind of come out here. Yes.
When I first looked at it, I just saying that God has given you so many eyes to see through. I really sense that he has given you eyes to see into things, many eyes.
Yeah, because peacock's feathers have those little eyes in. And then also, you know, do you know that the peacock is an ancient symbol for the Holy Spirit? And it's in a lot of old artwork in the ancient paintings that whenever you see Holy Spirit, I mean, the peacock, it's representative of the Holy Spirit. Who else? Over here, okay.
All right, yeah, no. Just when I said, I didn't know what it was first either, but when I realized it was a peacock, the feathers that the peacock uses to do that is to be attractive. And I just really got the sense that God was saying, you're one of the most attractive Christians in the room. Just really that you are just... Just that, no, the sense that you're so attractive in the sense of the kingdom that people are going to flock in your direction to come to Jesus because you're an attractive Christian.
You can say a word over me any day. We like your words. Excellent. What, anybody else? There's not one that's not too, you know, little or unimportant. They're all important. Yes, and you know, peacocks, they haven't dictated their beauty. God gave them their beauty. And they're not called to hide it. They're called to spread it and show the beauty of it. And I just really feel that God's spreading your wings, you know, in these days and in the coming days to really step out into what he's put in you. And it's time to spread and show it off in a good way, you know, in a holy way. And so, Father, why don't you pray over her and seal that word?
Father, I just thank you for that picture, Lord, that when I just looked down, that I was drawn to it. And Father, I just release such a confidence and such a boldness in her, Father. And I just say that I feel the Lord is just saying, spread your wings and fly, and he's enabling you to do this. And Father, we just thank you for your goodness and your grace. And just even what Phil said about her being such an attractive, amazing girl. And Father, that's what you're prophesying over this night, Father, that she will take flight, Lord. And Father, that you will bring her into new things on a new journey, Father, and give her their dreams and desires. And Father, thank you for our beauty, Father, that's within, Lord. And Father, that may that beauty, Father, shine through unto others, Father. May it be like a fragrance, Lord, that she leaves behind her, in Jesus' name. Amen.
The pain of this is going to be over in a few minutes. I know it's not easy sitting up here and you're going, why did they call on me? But we're gonna wind this up. We're going to release you, but you're going to be so glad that you came up here. So which one of you picked out? Okay, so let's describe it. Can you see this? It's one of my favorites. It's up in the mountains, and there's these cables, and the cables have hanging down ropes with loops on them. And a man is walking from one swinging loop to the next, and he's crossing over a huge gorge. Here, let me run it back there so they can see. See this? See? Got it? All right. Oh, yeah. All right.
Will not hold you back anymore, that fear will not be your portion, that you are going to do great exploits in the kingdom for God, and you won't be afraid.
Yes.
What's his name?
I'm sorry, what's your name? Andy, I just feel when I saw the man, I was looking at him, and then I looked at you, and it would take a backbone of steel for me to do that, and I feel the Lord is putting a backbone of steel into you, Andy, in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes. How about over here?
Hey Andy, when I seen that picture, what I seen was the man's alone, and he's walking along the rope. And what I felt when I looked at that, and it's totally opposite to what the picture is saying. But it's not actually. It's what God is saying. God is actually saying that you don't have to do this on your own again. And what he wants me to tell you is that he loves you. And we talked about earlier, Dina talked about saying that he loves you, he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. And you don't have to do this on your own. And you don't have to walk the tightrope anymore. And you don't have to go back to the way of the world anymore. You're going forward. Yes, stuff might still come up, but God loves you.
That's powerful. Yes, that's powerful.
Well, I just want to confirm that God is saying, just step out. I've got your back. He has you. You're his.
Yes, I look at that and I just see that leap of faith, you know, that walk of faith.
Sorry. I just feel that, you know, as you see the guy walk, and what's his name, Andy? He wants you to know that you're not alone. You're not walking alone, and that he is your safety net. You know what I mean? That even when you fall, he's going to catch you. And that's
good. Yeah, it's good. Okay, you scared me.
Just from way back there, it just looks like this guy standing on the mountains like a courier, like nothing's going to move him. And just when everyone was saying the same things, that God just saying, don't have any fear, that you have the backbone. Everything that everyone is saying, same kind of thing. You have the backbone. You can stand firm in what he's saying to you, and you will do it. And that's you standing on the mountain like, come on, bring it. I'm so ready. You can do that.
Okay, you guys, you've got this. You've got this. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Let's just quickly, because we want to try to stay true, let's quickly divide up into like maybe four groups on each side. You know, just break up into about four groups with the people we have. I don't know how many that will be to each group, but go ahead. You know, somebody take a corner here, somebody take a corner there, and a corner there, and a corner there, and get your groups, and then we're going to come pass out some of these pictures to you. Now remember, the time issue is everything. And Wanda, if you want to even hand out some of some of the little pictures too. Yeah, help me, Noel. Okay, as you get seated, some of the girls are going to come around and hand out some pictures. I don't know how many we have, so we might give you one and then come back and give you another one. Yeah, get in a little circle. It's important to look into each other when you're doing the prophetic and to give that eye contact and even sometimes the touch. It's so good. And we'll shift some of the pictures out so that you're not having to do the same one. Wanda's going to hand out some smaller ones that she brought. They're smaller ones, and you can use those as activations as well. Now, if somebody, what did I teach you the first night? If somebody has an iPhone, maybe you could take turns and really try to record one another's words so you can email them to each other and, you know, have that on the iPhone. Okay, so I wonder if we might even want to break maybe this group cut in half so that everybody can get a word and it can move a little quicker. I would think maybe like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, right here, and then 1, 2, 3. Yeah, let's do that because I think you can get more done. And then then start passing out a second one around, and then we'll call it good. And the same here, we might want to do this in half. Because over there, I just split them up five and five. So let's do that here. Because I think we can get more people prophesied over if we do that. Okay, so,
Hey, did everybody get something? Okay, if you didn't get something, just keep going. And did you hear?
Well, I was just going to say, the pictures are just, you know, a useful tool for activation. But if you have something you just want to spring out with, you know, for each other so that everybody gets a word, you know, go for it. You're not limited to the pictures, but it's fun.
Guys, can I just have your attention for 1 minute? First of all, it's such a joy to hear everybody give a word. I'm walking by and all I can hear God is saying, this is what I see and this is what God has shown me for you. And that's like music to my ears. And I'm sure to everyone that is being given a word or given a word to somebody else. So let's just seal this up tonight, yeah? And we'll see you tomorrow night or tomorrow morning in one of our locations. Or if you're going to your own church, have the best morning. I pray that God gives you a word going in, 100 words going into your church and into whatever location you're in the morning, that God will just give you on the way in. You're speaking to your worship team members. God has shown me this for you. Sunday school, cafe, welcome, whatever you're on, that you're just like, my goodness, they're like a prophecy machine. Amen? So here's how we're going to do this. I forget what this word means. I need you all to stand. You know, the word, when Jesus seen them coming back from preaching the kingdom, do you remember Luke 10? I think it's Luke 10. He sees them coming back and they're all saying, man, we seen the kingdom manifest. We seen the gospel being, the kingdom being preached. Sorry. Go out and preach the gospel, preach the kingdom, heal the sick, and deal with the devil. That was the 3 instructions that was given. And they come back rejoicing. And Jesus says, don't rejoice that you know, devils have submitted to you. Rejoice that your name is known in heaven. Yeah? But that word rejoice is one of these words, you know, it's the same word that's used when angels rejoice, when people come to know Jesus. And but the word means, it's a word that's like, it's the, actually to spin around and jump with joy. And I remember I said to Sharon one day, who learned them angels how to do that? Because it's the word, it's the same. And then when Jesus sees them rejoicing coming back, the same word is used that when Jesus comes back, he goes, Father, like, they were rejoicing. He rejoices in the Father. And the same word is used. And I'm like, I know where the angels go. And maybe they've seen God doing it. And then I was like, oh, maybe not. And then I know now Father does it because Jesus only does what he's seen his Father do. And I don't know how I developed this. I don't know where I got this, to be honest. But it's like, I call it the spinneroony. It's like this rejoices. He turns and jumps and angels just give high five. And it's just sealing up what was being done while they were out doing the kingdom stuff. So here's what I want us to do. This, you know, the Bible talks about clap and how powerful. Every word in the Bible is powerful. All the books in the world couldn't contain what Jesus done. So if we put what he wanted in the book, then he didn't waste a word. So even clap, even trees clap their hands for God. So let's seal all this up with a clap, right? I'll pray. No, not that type of clap. Spin around with it. You're going to clap with someone else. You're going to just go to someone. Wait for it. You're going to give a high five to someone. And what that means is this. Whatever God has done in your heart and through you this weekend, it is sealed and protected in Jesus' name. And you're going to steward it, hold on to it, give it away. All in one little spin around when he clapped. So, Father, well, first of all, let me just thank Dina and the team. As we say in America, you brought it, girl. So, Father, we are just so, when we have those pictures up at the doors, have I got them? Yeah. And I was looking at the little door, and this is the way we want to end this. To get in to the little door, you have to bow down. And but on the other side of that door, there's a kingdom. But you get it through humility. And you enter in by bowing down to Jesus. And by entering into him, your whole world is opened up. Not even just to this world. It's multidimensional. It's galactic. Cosmos. And we just bow before you, Jesus, and say, just thank you for a rich, rich weekend up to now. And we know there's more to come. There's dessert this tomorrow. We've had a good 3-course meal, and we are truly grateful, Jesus, that you would show up into this place. And we just want to honor you and thank you. And we rejoice, Lord God, in the life-giving characteristic of the gift of prophecy. That, Lord, the joy that's released, Lord, the hope, the future that is just pronounced and declared, that in all that we've said and done this, and we just seal it up right now by giving a high five with a big shout to that person right beside us, and we shout hallelujah that it's a done deal, it is done in God, in Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if all the guys, would you do me a favor? Would you just set out them chairs?